It's at times like this, reading this long text and celebrating this birthday of Mary, that we should reflect and ask the Holy Spirit to give us some sense, some wisdom, how much God loves matter. He created it. And the apex of his creation is the human being who joins the whole world of spirit and the whole world of matter together. And it's a very particular and unique glory of God. Now, into that gorgeous plan came darkness and sin. God was not surprised. He knows everything. But he had a plan. And the plan was that he himself, in his own son, would come and enter this world of matter, would be conceived in the womb of a woman. He'd become a zygote. And then grow into a human being and be born. And he, you know, is God of God and light of light, true God of true God. And so this, you know, both you, Matthew and Luke, have a genealogy. They don't rhyme all the time, which should help us realize that this isn't like mathematics. You know. 14 generations, then 14 generations, and then Jesus. This is a schema. But the schema is meant to show us how God's plan works out in matter, in the human body. Mary was conceived immaculately, but conceived in the womb of her mother in the normal way, and born in the normal way. This absolute masterpiece of God, totally untouched by sin, enlightened. I remember Don Gajar was the cantor, the head of the chant at Solim, the monastery in France. That's the source of the revival of Gregorian chant. And we were going through the opening song. We used to sing an opening song that came from the liturgy. We're not ready for that yet, but they're there. And for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, it's Gaudens Gaudebo from Isaiah. I rejoice heartily. And he said, now remember when we sing this, we're commemorating that moment of conception when Mary was aware that she was immaculate. And that's why she sings, Gaudens Gaudebo in Domino. And exultavit anima mea in Deo Salvatore meo. I rejoice in God, my Savior. You see, we celebrate a birthday because the person is here and we're glad they're here. We're glad they were born and we want to celebrate they're here. Well, that's what we're doing with Mary. She's here. And from her was born the Christ, huh? And so, this gospel, which is long, I grant that, sometimes for your spiritual reading, get your Leon Dufour dictionary or something and look up who all these people were if you don't recognize their names. You know, who's these guys? You know, Solomon, David, yeah, Boaz, you remember Boaz? That's good. Perez. If you look at this list closely, you see, the women in the list all have something wrong with them. Different things. You know. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Who was Tamar? Tamar was the wife of Judah's first son, who was killed by the Lord because he was practicing onanism. And the second son, the same. Judah said, she's not getting my third son, thinking it's her fault. It's not. And so she dressed herself up like a prostitute, and Judah related to her and gave birth to a son. She did, Perez. That's not a edifying tale, but it's part of the background of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's not ashamed of his sinful relatives. You see how much he loves us? Then Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed's mother was Ruth. Ruth is a Moabite. She's not Jewish at all. Now, she was lovely. She stuck with her mother Naomi, you remember? But she's kind of disqualified. She's not Jewish. And then the father of Jesse, the father of David. And then David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Uriah was murdered by David, so that the adulterous union with his wife wouldn't become known. And then that child died. But the next child, then he took her to wife, the next child was Solomon. This is the background of the Son of God. He didn't just sort of drop into a lily-white existence to save sinners. His whole family were sinners. And we had great ones like Josiah and some, you know, until Mary, untouched by sin. But these are all her family. I just want to, oh my goodness, I'm over time already. Reflect. God is not afraid to get his hands dirty. God gets in with us, heals us, saves us, because he loves us. And he's not afraid of matter. He rejoices at the birth of every child.